registration. If I heard you correctly, I think one of you mentioned that about 90% of children are registered, and that may be due to remote areas and so on. But I also heard you say that it was compulsory, and that if there was not a registration, there was a provision of the criminal code that could be triggered against doctors, civil servants, and I also heard parents in there. My question is data. Are there any procedures that are conducted under that criminal disposition? And can you give us information on how many and against who? And my second point is I will wade into sensitive issues, and I appreciate the comments you made on LGBT persons. I understand that homosexuality is outlawed in Eritrea. The criminal code applies without distinction to adults and children on that matter, and if you could clarify that. And secondly, if children are engaged in homosexual behavior and are identified, what is the normal course that is carried out against them? And do you have any data on how many children may have been affected by this criminal prohibition? Thank you very much.
Thank you, colleagues. So we now have a little less than the time that we originally had to ask all the questions. So I'm going to ask the country task force members to try and be as brief in their questions as possible, and I'm sorry for that, because